Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Ain't that the way the luck goes? Seems like it never can be found. Break my back to make those banknotes, paying on an almost always broken bound. Fix that car now, waste a Sunday, and it won't start again when Monday rolls around. Ain't that the way the rent goes? Seems like it's never going down. And that banker's bound to foreclose. At this rate, I'll lose my interest in this town. Paint the walls, mend the windows, about the time the roof comes crumbling to the ground. I've been putting the bill for some time, stretching my credit out of line. Well, I may not get ahead, but now I won't be far behind. I've got one more payment and it's mine. We're gonna swing it. The way the heart goes, seems they just attack without a sign. My mind's on vacation and my body's been working overtime. But I've done all that I can do. There's just one more balance due before it's mine. I've been putting the bill for some time, step by step in life I've got it live. Well, I haven't bought the bar yet, but I'm not that far behind. I've got one more payment and it's mine. One more payment and it's mine. One more payment and it's mine. One more, one more, one more. Slow.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Artist Taylor Swift says she is in shock after hearing about the stabbing attack in Northwest England. Two were killed, six others are in critical condition, most of them children, hurt in the rampage that happened at that Taylor Swift-themed dance class. It happened in the town of Southport. In Caracas, Venezuela, protests over the re-election of strong-arm President Nicolas Maduro, the results of that election being questioned worldwide. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was asked about renewed fears that tensions between Israel and Hezbollah could mount.
As to whether or not Israel can manage a war in Gaza and a fight in Lebanon at the same time, Israel will do what it needs to defend itself, and has demonstrated that time and again. We've committed to helping Israel defend itself.
Mudslides in India triggered by torrential rains, killing 49 people. Rescuers still working to pull some out of the mud. This is ABC News. It's not getting any cheaper to drive around, but it's not getting much more expensive either.
In the past week, the price of regular unleaded went up a penny a gallon to put the national average now at $3.48 a gallon, according to new data from the Energy Department. Analysts say weak demand for gas and lower oil prices have overall kept gas prices steady for weeks, except in the Great Lakes region because of a refinery outage there. The price of regular unleaded is now on average 27 cents a gallon less than at this time last year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Slowdown at fast food giant McDonald's for the first time since 2020. Sales dropped down 1% at locations open at least a year. Revenues missing expectations, hitting $6.5 billion in the last quarter. And Target wants your old jeans. The retailer holding a Take Back Denim event that will happen next week. They're asking people to donate their old denim to keep it out of landfills. 5 donated items will get you a coupon on some new clothes. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The smarter we to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Allen. A Door County judge dismissed a challenge to absentee ballots in the state. An Amberg man who objected to changes to the envelopes approved last year by the Elections Commission wanted voters who requested their ballots online to file a written statement and hand it in with the absentee ballot. Judge David Weber dismissed the case Monday. A Minnesota man faces drug charges after being pulled over with a significant amount of marijuana in his car. Trempealeau County deputies pulled the man over Saturday for speeding on I-94. A drug dog alerted on his vehicle, and officers allegedly found 30 pounds of pot inside, along with some meth. And the 173rd edition of the Wisconsin State Fair opens its 11-day run at State Fair Park in West Allis Thursday. Crews are busy setting up booths and 38 amusement rides, which must be inspected by the state in order to operate. You can find a daily schedule of fair events and information on tickets at wistatefair.com.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high, 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog
ripping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio.
Like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Someday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. And we can't slow down, 'cause more is best. It's all an endless process. Well, I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the six string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by, by, by. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting through the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by, by, by. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road, not even listed on the map. I pass a dad and son carrying a fishing pole, but I hope up every time I try to turn back. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, when everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and calling by the first name. Watching the clouds roll.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
The sign said, do not touch. You're out of bounds. You're forbidden fruit. Don't come around. It says, don't make plans. It's on your hand. It's a promise made to another man. Cause when you're around, my defenses go down. Feelings get stronger, looks get longer. The closer you come, the weaker I get. If it ain't happening now, just ain't happening yet.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Black Hawk and I'm Not Strong Enough to Bend here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this hour we'll have today's ag weather forecast. Looks like we're going to see some showers and storms in the pop-up type like we did yesterday. Some areas just to the north of Durand and portions of southern Eau Claire County had a lot of rain, some very heavy rain, but we'll have details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Todd Gleason in our newsmaker segment. University of Illinois Farm Doc group has come out with a study on crop insurance. He's going to have a little bit more on that here coming up this hour in our newsmaker segment. On the way, Bill Baker's here. He has today's Dairy Radio Now on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned,
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Longer days and the kids are home. And on this week's Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, we focus on how to keep the kids safe on the farm with Melissa Pluckelman, Outreach Specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute.
Raising children on the farm has a lot of benefit, but we're also going to talk about youth that are not raised on the farm, but are working on farms or visiting farms. When the weather's right, we make hay, right? And a lot of times a farmer can't do it on his own, and so he needs some help. And a lot of times we see him hiring the local youth in the area. So we see high schoolers out of school for the summer and working on their neighbor's farm. And there are so many benefits to that. You know, they are out in the sun. They're getting that vitamin D. They're getting some exercise. They're learning about the circle of life and where food comes from. But there's also just a lot of risk to raising children on the farm or hiring youth to work on the farm. Every day, about 33 children are injured in an agricultural-related incident. That's across the U.S., and that number is just too high because we think about those injuries, and they can be life-altering injuries. And so we want to change that and prevent that because we don't want youth going through the rest of their life with some type of injury or disability because of something that happened on the farm. As parents, we can have youth working on our farm nonstop all the time. There are no regulations, which seems very crazy. But if you are actually hiring a child to work or a youth to work on your farm, there are age limits, there are hour limits, there are fair payment laws. And so to protect yourself and your farm, it's good for you to know some of those laws and some of those regulations for your state. So we have a couple campaigns and a couple resources. The Child's Agricultural Safety Network. It's for anyone who's interested in kind of talking about keeping children safe. And anyone can join this network. Just go to the website, cultivatesafety.org/CASIN, and you can join the network. With this network, we even have online networking system where you can ask questions, share your thoughts, share ideas, maybe share concerns. And then the last campaign we have there is the I Am Raising campaign. I am raising cattle. I am raising corn. I am raising potatoes. I am raising cranberries. I am raising kids. And we understand that, yes, you are raising kids on the farm, and that's okay, and that's great. They are, again, getting that sunshine, getting that vitamin D, getting exercise, getting outside, knowing where their food comes from. But remember to always be a parent first and a farmer second. And if you're wondering, what are some of the incidents that are happening in my area? What are some of the injuries and fatalities that are happening? Ag Injury News is a collection of news reports of injuries and fatalities that are happening all over the United States. So you can actually go on there. You can create your own account. It's free to join, but you do have to create an account. So you can actually filter out your area or maybe the topic that you're most interested in. So I could do Wisconsin if I just wanted to know injuries and fatalities in Wisconsin, or I could filter out and say, I want to know how many ATV injuries have happened in the United States. And so you can filter and you can kind of see, and that'll kind of show you the trends in your area of what injuries are happening, what fatalities are happening. And then you can start to kind of figure out, well, how can I prevent that from happening on my farm? So again, join us. Share with us. What do you know? What are you doing to keep your children safe? What questions do you have? Are you looking for someone to collaborate with on a project or anything? You know, join us on that online network because really a lot of great information is shared there. And I just want to say, I hope at the end of the day that really I've brought safety back to the forefront in our minds. And I hope that if even one small tidbit of information stays with parents or with adults, it's just to remember to think about safety each and every day, each and every minute, because at the end of the day, there's nothing better than knowing that our youth and our kids are tucked safe into bed and having those sweet dreams after a long day on the farm.
Those are comments from Melissa Pluckelman, outreach specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. Bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers, and I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Bar. It's my kind of place. Just throwing around the dance floor puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you are.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith and I Love This Bar here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. 67 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they're mixed. August steady at 2050, September down 5 to 2148, October up 2 to 2129, November up 3 at 2069. Cheese markets were higher yesterday, barrels up a half to 197 and a half, 40-pound blocks up 2 to 195, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a quarter to 308 and three quarters, two trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up three quarters to 124, nine trades on the day. And dry way steady at 57 even, no trades on the day. Cattle markets are called mixed. Hogs are called higher today as the feeder cattle showed the most pressure Monday, falling to the bottom of the recent trading range. Support will need to hold or further liquidation could develop. The optimism over higher cash prices last week for live cattle was pretty much erased yesterday, but not because of lower cash last week or lower box beef prices. That were higher, and that should provide some support as most of the gains seen over the past few weeks. However, traders decided to take profits and hedge the higher prices as a precaution against the possibility of lower cash this week. Hog markets, though, should move higher. Again, a lot of this will be a turnaround Tuesday type of trade. After the triple-digit losses yesterday, they've seen some higher pork cutout values and also some higher consumer demand. August live cattle opens today at 186.97, October 186.80, December 187.67. August feeder cattle open at 256.42, September 256.07. October 255.20. August hogs open at 91.45 rather. October at 74.82 and December 67.85. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower after the crop conditions ratings came out, and crop conditions were better than expected. And also that moderating weather forecast showing two-thirds of the eastern corn and soybean belts should receive rain and less stress from the heat. And so then as the sell-off continuing in the grains this morning, September corn down 3 3/4 to 392.5, December and March both down 4 1/4, December at 408, March 422 3/4, new crop 25 down 3.5 to 448.5. August beans down 8 to 1046 3/4, September down 3.5 to 1016.5, November down 13 1/4 to 1026 1/4, new crop 25 down 10 to 1059 3/4. August soybean meal down 620 to 349.30. August soybean oil down 12 cents to 42.72. Chicago wheat, September and December both down 10.5. September at 520.5. December 544 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, September down 14 to 577.5. December down 12.5 to 597. Energy markets are lower this morning. September and October crude oil down 23 cents. September at 75.58, October 74.57. Meanwhile, August and September gas both down a cent. August at 240, September at 236. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org. Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash August and September corn at 344, new crop 357. Cash beans at 995, August 995, new crop 960.
Big River Resources, Boysville, cash corn 376 and a quarter, August 381 and a quarter, September 376 and a quarter, new crop 367 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 376, August 379, September 371, and new crop at 367. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 353, new crop 357, cash beans 1005, new crop 964. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 364, new crop 362, cash beans 1003, new crop 959. Red Wing Grains, cash and August corn 369, September 366, new crop 365. Cash and August beans 1027, September 994, new crop 980. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 356, August 356, new crop 360, cash beans 1009, new crop 967. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 200, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 184, market cows 118 to 140, bulls 139 to 173, calves 360 to 960, beef steers 175 to 462, Holstein steers 135 to 362. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 137 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 195 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate, because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass blows, watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. Caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
watch my corn pop up and roast. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Profit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
What's a harm? Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. The Farm Doc team at the University of Illinois has posted another article exploring the performance of crop insurance on their website. Todd Gleason has more.
Since its inception in 2015, SCO has made relatively small payments for corn and soybeans in the Midwest states, particularly Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. University of Illinois agricultural economist Gary Schnitke again says the low loss performance makes SCO, and for that matter ECO, use particularly difficult to justify in the heart of the Corn Belt.
We looked at the performance of that across Midwestern states from 2015 through 2023. So we looked at if you paid the premium each year and then got the payment each year, how would it have performed? And in most cases, farmers would have paid more in than they would have received out. Again, that's for the period from 2015 through 2023.
Schnitke makes note in the Farm Doc Daily website article that it is easier to justify SCO and ECO use in the Great Plains states rather than Midwest, which is defined as the Dakotas to Kansas and eastward to Ohio. The article also contrasts the poor performance of SCO and ECO for corn in the Midwest with a similar program called STAX for cotton in the South. It has a loss ratio of 0.94. Those differences in performance, he writes, lead to questions about why the performance of SCO and ECO are so low in a relatively good producing region with low yield risk compared to cotton, which is grown in more risky production areas. It's not, he says, just the SCO and ECO programs which are skewed. The whole of the crop insurance program premium structure is moving money around the country.
So why does this matter? Well, what it means is that farmers are paying too much for their crop insurance payments, and that is allowing other farmers in other parts of the country pay too little. And that causes crop insurance payments in the Midwest act as a subsidy that flows from the Midwest to the South. This becomes more important as we increase the coverage levels on crop insurance and we increase the subsidy rates, as is suggested by negotiations for the next farm bill. If those continue, we will see more of the subsidies move from the Midwest to the South.
There are a series of articles on the Farm Doc Daily website related to this topic and at least one 5-minute Farm Doc video posted to YouTube. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Thanks, Todd. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit OsseoPlastics.com for more information.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
A more tropical air mass will remain in place through the first half of next week in our ag weather forecast. Now, this is going to come with showers and thunderstorm chances today through Thursday. We'll have a break on Friday and Saturday, and then the storm potential returns Sunday into the beginning of next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a 20% chance of a shower or storm, highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 60 to 65%, southwest winds at 5 to 8, and isolated 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog light with a slight chance of a shower, lows 64 to 69, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at 5 to 6. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs 85 to 90, relative humidities at 62 to 67%, southwest winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs 80 to 85. Friday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The sweet corn is ripe and ready for picking, but somebody else beat you to it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chances are the bandits are raccoons. It's tough to keep them out, but you can try as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
If you're growing sweet corn, you've probably found stalks toppled over and ears ripped open and half eaten. Raccoons are the likely thieves, prepared with their own salt shakers and sticks of butter. Raccoons raid the sweet corn patch because it's an easy source of food. They prefer their corn just like we do, at the peak of sweetness. However, they might also nab it before it's ripe, depending on other available food sources and how hungry they are. Becky McPeak is an extension wildlife expert at the University of Arkansas. She says they're clever critters, but the best tactic for keeping coons out of your corn is an electric fence.
You need to design it so that it's low enough that the smallest raccoon will get stung, or even a little bit higher in case a raccoon decides it wants to jump or climb, I guess you would say, over that structure. You can do it with just one strand, but I think just to be safe, you might want to have two strands on your electric fence.
Dogs love to chase raccoons, and having one standing guard around the sweet corn patch at night might work. That's when they come in to stuff themselves. You could also try a few other things.
Other scare tactics can include things like having a radio or some kind of human noise out there, or flashing lights. However, those do tend to be less successful. It's just really difficult to keep raccoons out of the corn because it is such an attractant to them.
If you have the space, wave a white flag and plant enough corn for man and beast alike. McPeak says the university has studied this tactic. Researchers found at first there were just a few raccoons visiting the field, but word got out in the critter community, and eventually all their friends were coming in for the feast as well. Find more tips for keeping varmints out of the sweet corn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Baby and me.